416 at KNX, this time every Tuesday and Friday. We answer your questions about coronavirus, how it spreads, how you can avoid getting it, what you need to know, presented by COVIDclinic.org. Submit those questions to us, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us today, Dr. Michael Hurt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hurt, welcome back. The former head of the FDA is warning we're about a week away from a rapid escalation in infections. Are we?
You know, I'm not seeing that. I'm looking at the curves on a, you know, daily basis. I see the curves, you know, going down. The U.S. counts for the number of infections that we're having is roughly the same over a seven-day period, you know, about 40, 50,000. You know, I think there are concerns in other parts of the country where people cannot go outside now because of inclement weather, where they're going to be inside and perhaps more at risk for contracting COVID in restaurants, bars, gyms, et cetera. Whereas out here in the West, we still got great sunshine and can be outdoors and protect ourselves that way.
And when we look around the country based on what we've seen, how this has moved, we know it started on the East Coast more, and then it was kind of down south. The Midwest is seeing more of the cases now. We've kind of been a slow, steady burn basically the whole time here in California.
That's right. We initially had, you know, some reprieve, I think, because of the travel restrictions from Asia. That sort of gave us a bit of a head start. Unfortunately, though, you know, our patients grew weak. People started, you know, gathering in large groups. People started going back into indoor air quality, which was suspect. You know, if you don't have air scrubbers, you can't clean that air inside a retail shop, restaurant, etc. You're going to have risk of spreading disease. And I think that's what happened, you know, across Europe and certainly across the Midwest, because people relaxed those restrictions. Without cleaning the air, you're then going to get COVID. There's only two ways to get it. You touch something that someone who had COVID touched, or you breathe air that they exhaled. That's the two ways you get COVID-19.
Well, doctor, you know, L.A. County has been in this purple tier forever, since the onset of this.
Since the tiers were formed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are we not getting right? What are we doing wrong here?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure we're doing a lot of things wrong, aside from not educating businesses about air scrubbers, cleaning that air. We've talked about it, you know, for months, and it doesn't seem to be trickling into the consciousness of our, you know, leaders or those who have these small businesses. I'm not sure we're doing anything wrong. And in fact, when I look at L.A. County data, what do I see? I see numbers going down. I see, you know, the hospital beds occupancy going down. I see the number of infections, you know, generally on the downtrend. We see deaths down. The death rate here in LA is similar to what it was, you know, 5 months ago. So we're doing good here. I think that they may need to, maybe there's someone who's colorblind looking at this, you know, a map and should be letting us go down a few notches, because I think we're doing really well here. And as we talked about before as well, the virus may be a little more infectious, and there's some research to back that up. But I'm not seeing, you know, the virulence of it. I'm seeing in my patients much more gentle, moderate infections, and in younger people, which we're also seeing in L.A. Some 60%+ of the infections now here in the Los Angeles area are in people under the age of 50.
People are making the San Francisco comparisons today, because San Francisco now made it into the least restrictive. They're in the yellow, so they get even offices with limitations. They can do church services indoors. They can do indoor dining, a whole bunch of things that we cannot do. But, I mean, as you said, the math, the formulas they use, there's a whole bunch of things at play. It's not just how many people got it today, how many people are going to get it tomorrow.
That's exactly right. And remember that they have about 800,000 to 900,000 people in San Francisco. We're over 4 million. So there's a lot more people, and that means there's a lot more risk and a lot more exposure that you have living in a big metropolis. New York City, perfect example. Smaller places, smaller towns, smaller cities means less COVID-19 and less risk for getting some kind of infection. So I think LA is doing well by the numbers. I think that the color grade that we're under should change to reflect, you know, how well we are doing as a population. And, you know, please wear your appropriate mask. Wear a mask that really works if you're going to be inside and not able to socially distance. And if you have an establishment, consider getting an air scrubber or really good air filter in order to protect yourself and those around you.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Doctor, thanks.
Thank you.